You're being a Pharisee. You're judgmental. Judge not, lest ye be judged. You are doing the very same thing that you're condemning me for.
I do then, if you think someone's false, there's this temptation that we get all just, oh my gosh, this person's false. They're deceiving so many people. I need to warn the people. This is not your job.
So please stop using judge not, lest ye be judged, and touch not God's anointed when I'm exposing false teachers. Because first of all, false teachers are not anointed. Welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, we're going to discuss the big burning question, is it wrong to call out false teachers by name? So many people are deceived on this topic, but you need to hear the truth on this issue. So are you ready? Let's go.
Wait a second. Didn't Jesus say to judge not? Oh, indeed he did. But we need to take a look at the entire context of that command. Here it is from Matthew chapter 7. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eyes, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, you got a log in your own eye, you hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. That is the entire context. But when we only read the first two words, we end up becoming anemic regarding judging. Judge not is the battle cry, not just of the world, but also of most evangelical Christians. And yet the context make it so clear, Jesus could not possibly be condemning all judging.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am so sick and tired of seeing people commenting on my posts, you know, judge not lest ye be judged. Or saying, you know, Jordan, you're being so judgmental. Or you're not being loving. Or this is starting to sound like a Pharisee. You're being a Pharisee.
Are some servants of God out there that are like, maybe kind of like Pharisee, right? They themselves maybe are prideful.
Let me be very clear. Said no verse ever. All of those statements are judgmental statements. So when you say those things, you know, you're being a Pharisee, you're judgmental, judge not lest ye be judged. You are doing the very same thing that you're condemning me for.
Oh, snap.
And according to scripture, that makes you a hypocrite. Think about that a second.
Maybe are prideful. They themselves like to condemn and judge. Like those who are sinning, they like to be like, you're so wrong, and coming in that way.
And just so we're clear, the Bible is very clear about judging. Jesus and the apostles commanded us to judge. Just to show you a few, John chapter 7, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. 1 Peter 4, 17. Now, we are not the supreme judge, capital J, who can judge someone to hell. But we can judge, little j, and discern between right and wrong. Please understand that no matter what false teachers say, we absolutely can judge. So let's get past the whole judge not lest ye be judged, because that's not what Matthew 7 verses 1 through 6 is actually saying. But since we're on the subject, before we get to naming names, I want to go over one other phrase that is used by many people, and that's touch not God's anointed and do his prophets no harm. Well, if you actually study it, that's not what's being said. See, the phrase touch not in the Hebrew means to kill or do bodily harm. And God's anointed and the prophets being referred to were a specific group of people for a specific time. And that was the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And also in context, remember in this whole thing, when this is being said in scripture, King Saul was trying to kill King David. So please stop using judge not lest ye be judged and touch not God's anointed when I'm exposing false teachers. Because first of all, false teachers are not anointed.
Oh, that hurt.
According to 1 John, only born-again believers are anointed, and every born-again believer is anointed, according to scripture. Plus, when you use those phrases, you're really showing that you don't know God's word, and that's a problem.
Do then, if you think someone's false, there's this temptation that we get all just, oh my gosh, this person's false, they're deceiving so many people, I need to warn the people, this is not your job, my sheep know my voice.
Well, now we've got that out of the way, let's go on to the bigger issue, and that is, should we call out false teachers by name? Now, many people say, no, we shouldn't do that, that's not nice. That's not what the Bible says, we shouldn't do that. And they'll base it on Matthew 18, verses 15 through 20. But that is absolutely wrong. See, according to them, we should do a three-step program. We should go to them one-on-one, you know, kind of confront them by ourselves. Then we should do an intervention, and then we should take it to the church. Think about that a second. That is absolutely incorrect. Matthew 18, verses 15 through 20 is about church discipline, and it is for fellow believers in the same church. You see, you can't take someone in front of a church that either you or they are not a part of. It does not work that way. So we need to look at what Jesus did. I mean, let's see. Did he go and correct each Pharisee individually?
No.
I mean, did he go and do an intervention?
No.
And finally, did he take some disciples along with him before taking it to the church?
No.
Please listen up. Jesus rebuked the false teachers in front of everyone publicly. Did you hear what I just said? I'm gonna say that again for the people in the back that might not have heard me. Jesus rebuked false teachers in front of everyone publicly. Look at Matthew chapter 23, verses 13 through 33. I encourage you to go read it after this episode. But let's also look at Luke chapter 20, verses 45 through 47. It says this, "While all the people were listening, Jesus said to the disciples, 'Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and love personal greetings in the marketplaces and chief seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets, who devour widows' houses and for appearances' sake offer long prayers. These will receive all the more condemnation.'" Do you see what Jesus did right there? He said, while all the people were listening, big crowds right there in front of everybody, he called out false teachers and warned people in public. So let's go a little bit deeper, because I want to show you that it wasn't just Jesus who called out false teachers by name. So here are 10 examples of false teachers being named and called out by name in the Bible, which is now there for everyone to see for all of history in black and white. Number one, the seven sons of Sceva, Acts 19, verses 11 through 20. Hymenaeus and Alexander, 1 Timothy 1, verse 20. Simon the magician, Acts 8, verses 18 through 24. Demas, 2 Timothy 4, verse 10. Diotrephes, 3 John 1, verses 9 and 10. The Nicolaitans, Revelations 2, verses 6 and 15. Phygellus and Hermogenes, 2 Timothy 1, verse 15. And finally, Philetus, 2 Timothy 2, verses 16 through 18. See, the Bible gives us many commands about false teachers, and they are always for us to be active. Things like beware, watch out, be not deceived, expose, mark and avoid, warn others. Think about that. That's what the Bible says. But false teachers want us to do this.
Let people follow who they want to follow. Let people be judgmental together if that's what they want. We can't force people.
Please do not listen to false apostle and false teacher Catherine Crick. She is absolutely leading people away from God's word, giving her opinion, twisting and perverting God's word. And yes, I just called her out by name, which I am commanded to do in scripture.
Anointing for you to walk in his power, ready for you, but we need to sow. We need to sow to receive, to reap.
So why call out people publicly? I'm gonna give you just a few reasons to think about. Number one, we are commanded to. Ephesians 5:11 says, do not partner with the deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Number two, we are to call out false teachers and call them to repent. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 26. In calling them out, we are hoping that they will turn to the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and the truth of his word. Number three, it's to warn the people that are following or are hearing this warning. Romans 16, verses 17 and 18. When Paul said, again, listen to this, back in Ephesians 5, 11, when Paul says that we are to expose the deeds of darkness, think of what expose really means. The definition is to make something visible or to reveal the truth. And that's what you do. When we are doing this on this channel for Real Talk, when we expose false teachers, we do it to make and call them out so you can see how their teaching is false and leading people astray. And it's also to teach the truth of God's word. Now, I want you to listen up very, very carefully what I'm about to tell you, because it's super important for you to hear. Because again, you might say, well, this is your opinion, Jordan, and stuff. Well, I want you to hear this, because this is proven fact, okay? And that is this, 26 out of the 27 books in the New Testament warn us about false teachers. So clearly, it's important to God. So it's something that we should take extremely serious. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 16 through 18, says that false teachers are spreading like gangrene. And if you look at those verses, and I want you to hear this, the ones who are standing for truth are not the ones who are causing division. It's the ones who are contradicting the truth who are causing the division. So when it comes to should we name names, I want to leave you with this analogy. Let's say your pastor just announced before he started preaching that he found out that a person in the church was exposing kids in the church to pornography. And then looked around at all of you and said, you know, I know you want to know who it is, but I'm not really going to name names. I'm just going to keep preaching the gospel. What? Come on, you guys. The point is that we must name names to not only expose the person, but to warn others, to try to protect others, and to call false teachers to repent.